I want you to do something to help me now, but also to help you remember what I am now going to say. There are some things you planned to do in the past few days, but now you look back and you can see that you have not done them. You have forgotten, and it seems to be happening more and more as we get older. It's a sign of old age or weakness. It's a failing. But now I want you to think of something you have not done. Perhaps you're trying to cut back on the amount of sugar in tea or coffee, and you deliberately decide, I am not going to take that. I am not going to do that. This time, something does not happen. But not because of weakness, not because of a failing. In fact, the very opposite. You have decided to do something. You are in control. The biggest problem any one of us has to face arises when we do something wrong. Our conscience bothers us and troubles us. We're concerned. We're restless. We're not at peace, and we go looking for that very peace wherever we can find it. And in the gospel, Jesus offers that peace to us, and it is no empty offer. We are told that the effect of the death of Jesus is to cover our faults, to wash them away. When we write on paper today, the ink stains the paper, and even when we rub it out, you can still see the outline of what was written. But on the material used in the days of Jesus, the ink did not stain as happens today. So when you wipe the surface, it was completely clean, nothing left showing. That brings deep peace to those troubled today. But more. We have a saying, we sweep things under the carpet or we put things on the shelf. What if what we've done can be taken out from under the carpet or down from the shelf? That's no peace. But God says he will cast our sins into the depths of the seas, so deep that they cannot be taken back up again. But more. And this is one of the strongest comforts in our Bible. God says to his people, their sins I will remember no more. Now that is a deliberate decision, a firm resolve by God. He tells us there is this thing he has deliberately set himself to do. God selects, he chooses not to remember these sins, these faults that trouble us. Because we have been dealt with, because they have been dealt with through the death of his own son. Knowing Jesus for ourselves indeed brings real and deep peace.